we don't often get a chance to have a flute player. And I'm so excited that we have somebody that's going to share a song on flute today. And you'll get a chance to hear her talk a little bit about playing shortly. She is a flute student of Pamela Murchison, who is going to be, she's involved with the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, and she goes to Upper St. Clair. We'll talk with her in a minute. You're going to hear a composition of hers, I believe, and here she is. Her name is Elise Parrish. Absolutely beautiful. Why don't you have a seat now that you've played? And I hear a lot of applause out there for you just outside in the studio there in the theater. Elise, you sounded just great. And that's something you wrote?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about it. What's the name of the piece?
Quintet of Music.
And what got you, I'm sure there's lots of music you can play that's already available, but what made you interested in actually writing something?
The pentatonic scale.
Ah, what is the pentatonic scale? Is it different than a regular scale? I don't know anything about it.
Yes.
So, how does it differ?
It skips over notes.
I see. So, and penta, I always think of five with that. So, mm-hmm. How does five play into it? Is it five notes or one, two?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it's five. How long have you played flute? How long have you been studying?
About a year.
You're kidding. You sound so good for only playing for a year. What's the trick or the hardest part, do you think, of getting to play the flute? Was it hard at the beginning?
A little bit.
I would think it would be. Are there any tips you would give to other people learning how to play?
Not really.
No? You must have a really good teacher. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My family.
Well, that's good. And who's in your family?
My dad, my brother and sister, Max and Lucy, and then my fish.
What's your fish's name?
I have eight fish.
Eight fish? Do they all have names?
Most of them.
That would be a lot to keep track of them. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
An artist and a flute player.
Both. Well, you're very, very good as a flute player. And I hope you keep writing songs and keep playing. Your flute has such nice tone. Your flute looks very special. It has a little bend in it. Some people might be picturing a straight flute. Can you tell me about, is your flute a certain type of flute?
No, it's just it's the same flute, but it's curved. I have a straight piece, but if I put the straight piece on, it's way too long for me, so I can't reach the keys.
What a smart idea. So the bend helps you if you're a little smaller.
Yeah.
I've never seen a flute like that before. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for being here. You really played beautifully. Now, you have some involvement with the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble, too. Do you know somebody who plays in that group?
My teacher.
Your teacher does? And we're going to get to hear them in just a few moments. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing your talent. Wow. really good to hear Elise Parrish this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. You did so well, so good to listen to you.